Hello and welcome to Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars. My name is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars. Guys, welcome back to the podcast. Woo! Can we say hip, hip, hooray? The sun is shining today. Although I am recording inside, your girl did have a lovely day. I mean, I'm not going to tell you a lie. I went out. I took myself out shopping, guys. The things that we do once we are encountering a new life-changing, I want to say hobby, but I think that it's touching so many other areas in my life that I can't even call it a hobby. It's actually medicine. And what am I talking about? Going to the gym, guys. Yes, she's a gym. I don't like to say gym rat. You know what I'm saying? Oh, she's a gym goddess. How about that? Ow, that's what we're doing. She is a gym goddess, and a goddess has to flow in there looking her best. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm a type of person that gets it in. Like, I'm there to sweat. I'm there to really put in a really good workout. But while I'm doing that, I must, guys, we must look good. And when you look good, you feel good. So in saying that, I did go to Lululemon to treat myself to some really cute outfits. Now, the funny thing is, I don't wear a lot of color. If it is a color, it's more like a taupe, a brown, maybe like a dusted rose type of situation, white. Other than that, maybe a hunter green. Other than that, it's all black. Black, 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 black. And it's so funny, I've been there frequenting a couple of times to the point where she just knows what I like. She picked out a couple of things, this young lady. And I'm just so grateful that I had that moment. I really needed it, guys. It's been a roller coaster ride, and I want to say how much that I appreciate you guys. You know, every time you tune in, it just makes my heart sing. In saying that, I really pray that everybody is well. I pray that everybody's in good spirits. I really pray that you are taking care of yourselves, guys. Like, it's real. It's a real thing. And because I am entering the realm of becoming 50, it seems like, now, the good news, I am ahead of the game, but like at the same token, am I, or is it just intuition? And the reason why I'm saying that is because I had a deep desire to start working out. Now, I have always worked out on my own. When I say workout, like, you know, doing light stretches on my yoga mat, but somewhere along the line, those light stretches, I just felt like I wasn't pushing myself. I wasn't really getting anything out of it, and I was not being consistent. So in saying that, I decided to go to the gym. Another reason why I decided, of course, I disclosed to you guys that I do have a therapist that I speak to, and she's on maternity leave. Go figure, right? God bless. And I was like, okay, so what can we do to interrupt the void of not receiving treatment in that way? Now, I have to say that I do, like, you know, she hooked me up. I got, you know, just in case I need to speak to, you know, somebody else, if there's an emergency, I have all that information and stuff like that. But it took me so long to establish a professional relationship that I just was like, you know what, now I take it week by week, right? Life happens, and it's good to know that I have these tools. But in the meantime, I said, you know what, while she's on maternity leave, I'm going to dive in and put myself into the gym. Well, behold, here we are. It's been, 2 months now that I've been going consistently. Last month, I decided to gift myself a personal trainer, it was February and now it's March. This is just for 2 months, you know, and reason being is because I wanted to know what it was to really push myself. I did start with taking classes. I take classes as well, but I wanted to know what it felt like in terms of what am I reaching for when I'm pushing myself? What does it feel like to really push forward and in order to benefit from the gym, right? Because we're not going there just to be cute. We go in there to be cute, but work out cute. You feel me? So that's what I've been doing. And I wanted to get into a couple of things with that. This segment is mostly of a check-in and a share, because I feel like a lot of people, especially when it comes to mental health, we'll do everything externally, but the internal is what governs the external. And because of social media and so many other things, we are veered from looking from within and being set to focus on what's going out. So when I started going to the gym, I didn't have like anything where I was like, oh, I want to lose this way, I want to do that way, I want to do this way, I want to do that way. It was more or less I wanted to tone up, just really become stronger in my body, because I didn't like how my posture, how things were starting to look, you know what I mean? So in saying that, I started to educate myself, because a lot of things goes into when you start to be active. You have to eat more. You have to get way more protein than I was used to. Okay, that was really big for me, because I was what you would guys would say, I don't label it, but I wasn't eating any meat, period, not even chicken, only fish. So it's supposed to be pescatarian, I guess, but I wasn't eating any poultry, any meat, anything other than fish and vegetables and legumes and all of that other stuff, right? So it wasn't until last year that I started eating chicken, and I still wasn't eating that much, you know what I mean? So when I started going to the gym, I hit a couple of roadblocks because I was so hungry and didn't know how to satisfy myself in that way. So thank God I educated myself. I also, you know, got some protein shakes to help me catch up on the protein, because it's a real thing. It's a real thing, because especially if you are lifting weights, which I started doing, which is really good for your bone density, especially when you are getting older, right? You want to secure your muscle. You want to build muscle to secure your bones, right? Your skull, everything that comes with it. It's just important to be strong in your body. So I had to learn to eat. And now I had hit, not so long ago, another roadblock, which is not drinking enough water, okay? Water, hydrating yourself, guys, like, honestly, like, top tier. We always hear, like, these little phrases, don't forget to hydrate. Guys, it's a real thing. I mean, it's just, like, the amount of water that is needed for us to be able to really function in a healthy way. And also, if you're going to the gym, to be able to recover much more quicker, is prevalent for you to drink loads and loads of water. I think what it's like, I don't know, like, depend. It's like, I think it's half of your body weight or something like that. So yeah, it could be anywhere from like a gallon or what. Don't get me twisted, but I think you can actually take whatever your body weight is. I think you subtract it or you divide it by something. You can look it up on the internet. But anyway, I'm still new to this. drinking water. So that's something that I've been really working on, amongst other things, letting go and really forcing myself to see where my energy is going. Because you know what? Once you start becoming physically active, because you know, things are different. It's not like when we were teenagers, right? When we were teenagers, we can jump around, have fun, go to parties, and so much more. But as you get older, dare I say, it's just totally different. Your whole attitude, everything that you do is just on a different situation, right? You're no longer like hanging out, you're no longer running around, just running about. And little by little, the slow progression of your body changing because you're not physically inclined anymore. And I'm not talking about, you know, you might be saying, well, I'm always running around. I'm going here, I'm going there with the kids, I'm doing this, I'm cleaning the house. That's not the same thing. You know, yes, that is movement, but that's not the type of movement that is what is required for you to sustain a healthy lifestyle. It's just not. It's just not. In fact, I noticed that since I have been consistent, I go every other day. So mostly I go from Monday, I go Wednesday, then I go Friday. Sometimes I might sneak in a day in a weekend, but on the weekends I like to do something active outside, like maybe take Benji to the park. We do a nice long walk, something outdoors, something different, you know, but it's still active, right? And even when I don't go to the gym, I still do like maybe like 10 minutes of cardio, just really pushing myself a little bit, just, you know, waking up those muscles, reminding them. It may not have been as hard as the day before, but not too far from. And I just feel like once you set the tone for yourself and you make yourself the priority, you start to see how much energy after that you have for other things. Because I noticed that once I come from the gym, yeah, I have a lot of energy, but yet I spent a lot of energy. So yeah, now I have to hydrate myself, I have to eat something and all this other stuff, take a shower, and then it's creating the things that I know that is there for me, whether it is recording a podcast for you guys, putting a post out on YouTube, and so forth, right? And I wanted to disclose something, right? Once you realize, or once I realized, and I'm still realizing, guys, I'm still learning. I'm actually at a point where I am seriously considering getting off social media. You know, making YouTube my only source of social contact in terms of where I put my work out, other than my website and of course my podcast, of course, right? But I just feel like scattered energy is no energy. Throwing yourself in any which ways, like I'm not even hating on social media. Like it's designed to keep you on there. But have you ever noticed, I really do believe it triggers your mental health. Because here it is, you are literally looking into other lives, other people's lives, and living a whole fantasy, and then you put the phone down and then nothing. Like it's like it kind of just makes you feel like your life is meaningless when your life is precious. There's so much to do, there's so much life to be had. And if we could just take a diet from our phones, the social media, how much more we can create. And I'm gonna do much more episodes about that, because I will discuss my journey, because I decided this Sunday that I'm going to really turn off a lot of things, including, dare I say, Instagram. I feel like at this point in my life, it's receiving the richness and the beauty of what this life has to offer and preparing myself for the roads ahead is much more important than me really stretching the allotted time I have in my energy. I rather focus on one, right? And give my energy to that and have that grow and have that flourish rather than, a little sprinkle over here and a little sprinkle over there. A lot of people that you see on Instagram, they have a team that is their job, that they are posting for them. People that are making it, guys, people are that are doing it are not sitting here. I just wanted to let you know, and I'm sure you probably already do. And if you don't know, I'm put you on. You know your girl got you. It's not sitting here looking at social media all day. They just are not doing that. They have these teams that are dedicated to doing these things for them. So it's just something to think about, guys. I know this podcast was kind of like, I don't want to say all over the place, but I did want to check in and I did want to share. Because my motto is this: if I get to help at least one person, I did my job. Because if you're like me, and I'm sure you are, if you're tuned in, we all need one another because we are all the same on one level or next. And I'm just allowing you guys to understand that it is okay to dial back. It is okay to remove yourself from things that everybody else is doing. And I will go as far as to say it's usually a great reward at the end of the rainbow. Just saying. Guys, I love you so much. Thank you so much for all your support. Be sure to check me out on YouTube at Elizabeth Magical Garden Podcast, where I also upload these podcast episodes, as well as check out my YouTube, my vlog channel. You want to keep up with your girl? Love you. Stay blessed. Stay empowered. Peace. Hey guys, leave a comment, a review, preferably 5 stars. And don't forget to check me out on Instagram because what is popping over there? And also check out my YouTube channel to stay connected and see your girl's lovely face. Guys, I love you so much. Keep on pushing. And I'll definitely speak to you soon. Be blessed.